This is an interview between Deputy Kelly Rourke and Detective Ian Laughlin regarding the officer-involved shooting in Moore Park.
If you can just tell me in your own words what you were doing when you heard the call, what car you were working, and just go from there and I'll fill in.
I was working 2x21. I was eastbound on Tirajada, and then I turned to go northbound on Spring. As I was northbound Spring and I got to about where 7-Eleven is on LA Avenue, I saw the rider on the motorcycle southbound on Spring. I saw Damien, Deputy Alvarez, and Deputy Carnell in their unit behind him, code 3 lights and siren. A couple seconds after that, they advised dispatch they're in pursuit of a motorcyclist southbound Spring Road, failing to yield. I hung a U-turn at Spring and LA and started to follow the pursuit. Still now southbound. As I got over the hill right here at Spring Road and Peach Hill, I could see down into the intersection. I could see that their unit was stopped in the intersection with their lights going. Both the passenger side door were open on their unit. I immediately thought to myself that the guy on the motorcycle just crashed. Then I thought double in my head, thought maybe they had a felony stop. So I positioned my unit where it is now in the intersection.
Okay,
3214 is mine.
Okay, so you're in the Moore Park
unit? Yeah, Moore Park unit 3214. I got out of my car. I could see that they were standing over there by the K-rail, looking down into the ravine on the south side of Tirajada right there. As soon as I ran up, Alvarez said, Shots fired. I ran back to the trunk of my car, grabbed my AR-15, and Alvarez and Carnell lost sight of him. They didn't know where he was. I think at that point, I walked up to the south edge of Tier High just to maintain that perimeter. Any farther out, and then we basically held the line and made up a search team to find him out of the helicopters and their search. They couldn't find anything, so they put together a search team right over here, and we went to the ravine, found him laying in the ravine, semi-conscious. After he was secured and handcuffed him, I came back up the ravine, grabbed my notebook. I thought I would start doing the TC on the motorcycle. Captain asked me to turn the TC over to CHP. They took the TC. So I walked back down there. Once I got down there, fireman from Engine 45, I believe, and I have his name in DOD, handed me a baggie of meth out of the guy's boot, his right boot. And the fireman said he found it as he cut the guy's socks off. It was in his sock, and the meth, and that's it.
When you came up to the intersection, was there any other vehicles in front of you? Behind you?
Ron Paul was right in front of me, and then Damien and Carnell had already stopped in the intersection by the time I saw. I could see downstream. They were already stopped. Ron Paul was right to the right. They both got out simultaneously.
Did you No, I'm gonna back up a little bit. When you saw the motorcycle, about how fast you think he was going?
Say they were just immediately left of the telephone pole.
Left of the telephone pole?
Yeah.
Okay.
From what I can remember.
Did you at any time hear any shots?
No.
Like a muzzle flash?
No.
What were they wearing? I mean, it sounded like a ridiculous question, but what type of uniform were they wearing?
Damien was wearing the bike patrol uniform, green shorts, khaki shirt. Deputy Carnell was wearing the green pants, shirt, both of them marked Sheriff's Department.
When you secured a perimeter, who were you with?
With Deputy Alvarez, and then minutes later, Deputy Carnell. Alvarez said it was one guy. It looked like he had a gun in his hand. Actually, the second time I did climb down, immediately after the fireman had given me that bag of meth, his speech was slurred. He acted like he was intoxicated. Just his speech, it was slow, and he kept asking paramedics to cover him up because they just cut his pants off.
What? Do you recall who was down there with you at that time?
Streltsov, Miller, two paramedics, and two firemen.
Okay.
The second time I climbed down.
Second time. Do you recall the first time?
Streltsov, Miller, myself, Carnell, Damien. An officer from Senior PD. And Sedgwick.
Any other officers down there?
No.
Okay. And you don't recall the suspect making any type of comments?
Not on our first approach. When we first walked down, he was...
Second comment?
On the second...
He wanted to be covered up or something?
On the second time, the paramedics would cut his pants off to check him out, and he just kept asking them to cover him up.
And the meth that you're given by the fireman, where is that?
It's in my unit. In an evidence bag.
Okay. And that was from, do you recall what boot?
His right boot.
Right boot, and that was handed to you by?
Fireman.
When you were down there, did you see any type of weapons?
He did have a knife in a leather sheath in his right backside, on a belt, attached to a belt.
Anything else that stood out? Any sticks, any wrenches, flashlights, any objects that someone could grab and may have, with light and, give up the glint?
He did have a big silver, a shiny silver belt buckle on.
And you think, Deputy Alvarez had a flashlight, but you're not sure if Cardinal did?
No. I can't remember if Cardinal did or not.
Okay. Anything you see that's important to him? You see any citizens walking around when you came up with cars peeled off? Like, this is going down and somebody freaking makes a beeline?
No. We actually... Traffic had stopped up here at one point, and I actually had to turn cars around to get cars out of this general area because traffic had backed up once we pulled code, once we stopped in the
car. We'll have somebody get that. And other than Miller, Sedgwick, the CME K9, Damon, Miller, Streltsov, CME K9, Damon, Alvarez, and Gardnell, and Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul was down at some point, but not with you. Was there anybody else down there with you?
No, not that I can remember.
The ambulance, fire and ambulance guys?
They came down the second. They were down the second.
Okay. All right. That concludes the tape portion of this interview. It's 0052 hours.